Welcome back to Present Perfect. It's time for the grey lady to judge the performance. Did you enjoy it? Hate it? Feel meh about it? Let's hear it.
Was alright. Did not appreciate improv, but you kept true to spirit, so I'd let slide.
Wow, she's way judgier than I thought she'd be.
Right?
So, did it please you enough to give me my present back?
Sure, here you go.
Yes, thank you! Jamie, I promised this was worth it.
Never doubted it. So, what do we do now? We all have our presents back, right?
Yes! Yep.
Give you hint. Go to place where your journey began, where sweet treats and sharp objects meet.
What?
Oh, for f**k's sake, just be clear, woman.
Jeez, go to knife and candy apple stand.
Thanks.
So the four students are on their way back to the stand that started their adventure and soon arrive to be met with a familiar face again.
Can I interest in knife?
How did you get here before us? We were way too fast to be... Oh, never mind.
And now what? Why should we go back to where we started? Aren't we just going in a circle?
Well, going in a circle doesn't necessarily mean we didn't achieve anything. It's quite the opposite, I think. It's a classic device used in storytelling to show how much we've grown since the last time we were here. Well, also wrapping things up. My guess is that if we had another bite of the candy apples, we would be transported back into the real world, since they also got us here in the first place.
Yes, exactly right.
How did you...
I've read books, okay? It's also video game logic. This happens in, like, every Final Fantasy game.
Like in The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy ends up back in Kansas?
Or like in The Da Vinci Code, the novel, of course, where the story starts and ends at the Louvre?
Sure, one of those things.
Well, it's worth a try. Miss a Grey Lady, was it? Would you delight us in another round of candy apples?
Can you first tell me what you learned on Journey?
Okay, listen, lady, if that's even your real name. I've had it up to here with your shenanigans, and if you don't give us some damned apples, I'll take one of your knives and shove it up-
Hey, we're all friends here, remember, Carmen? Sun's getting real low.
Fine, I give you apple, like your passion. But only give one, because I know last time you did not finish and we don't like wasting food. Also, you were kind of rude just now.
The grey lady hands out an apple that each of the students takes a bite off. First Peter, then Carmen, then Jamie, and finally, Sarah. They notice everything changing back to how it once was. The air loses magic. The stalls sell regular Christmas foods and decorations, and instead of that weird warm feeling in their stomachs, they just feel kind of cold out in the snow. That's the last of the market, but tune in again tomorrow for the reveal of the Secret Santa gifts. Peter Fitzgerald was played by Max Liebetreu. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Carmen Gatter was played by Louise Marie Prack. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominic Padelter. Professor Grühler was played by Charlotte Zerz. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The Harp was played by Carrie Whitman. This episode was written by Philip Kreuss.